USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president explains why he's declaring a national emergency at the southern border.
What we want, really want to do is simple. It's not like it's complicated. It's very simple. We want to stop drugs from coming into our country. We want to stop criminals and gangs from coming into our country. Nobody's done the job that we've ever done. I mean, nobody's done the job that we've done on the border.
People in areas hit by Southern California wildfires are now on high alert due to another major storm. More rain is expected today, but forecasters say it will be lighter than the downpours earlier this week. The area has been pummeled by rain with up to 6 inches, and parts of the Sierra Nevadas saw up to 4 feet of snow. And Denver public schools are back in session after a 4-day strike. The union and teachers reached an agreement that would address salary and incentive issues after more than a year of bargaining. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Stolen data from apps hits the dark web. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Stolen information from a massive data breach last year is now for sale on the dark web. The MyFitnessPal app disclosed the data breach last March, affecting about 150 million users, and now some of that information is being sold by hackers on the dark web. Those hackers are also offering information hacked from at least 15 other websites.
Hundreds of name-brand drugs do not have any generic competition, and the FDA says that's what's keeping prices high. The agency is taking steps to clear the path for more effective generic drug development. A statement from FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says the FDA is working to reduce the cost of generic drugs and kickstart development. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back to work at the Supreme Court. Ginsburg had been working from home while recovering from cancer surgery. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
President Trump spoke outside the White House on Friday, saying things are going very well with the China trade negotiations. Now, March 1st is the deadline to have a deal worked out with China. The president was asked if he would possibly extend that deadline.
Very big deal. I guess you could say it's like, must be the biggest deal ever made, if you think. Trade with China, how big does that get? Although, if you look, the USMCA is right up there. But it's very complicated. There are many, many points that we're bringing up that nobody ever brought up or thought to bring up, but they're very important because we run the wrong side of every one of them. There is a possibility that I will extend the date. And if I do that, if I see that we're close to a deal or the deal is going in the right direction, I would do that at the same tariffs that we're charging now. I would not increase the tariffs.
And regarding our skyrocketing debt, the president says,
it's all about growth. But before I really focus on that, and you have to remember, President Obama put on more debt on this country than every president in the history of our country combined. So when I took over, we had one man that put on more debt than every other president combined. Combine them all. So you can't be talking about that. But I talk about it because I consider it very important. But first, I have to straighten out the military. The military was depleted. And if we don't have a strong military that hopefully we won't have to use because it's strong, if we don't have a strong military, you don't have to worry about debt. You have bigger problems.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.